Right, so we're diving into something a little different today. Matthew McConaughey's memoir, Green Lights.
You know, you think celebrity memoir and you
Right.
think one kind of story,
Yeah.
but Green Lights is anything but predictable.
It's definitely not your typical Hollywood tell-all. I mean, this
Yeah.
guy's got stories about everything from building a 13-story treehouse
I know.
to searching for the Amazon River after a vivid dream. Like,
Right.
who does that?
And the thing is, those seemingly random anecdotes, they aren't just thrown in for shock value.
Right.
McConaughey actually weaves them together to illustrate his unique philosophy on life.
Okay, so this is what I was going to ask you about,
Yeah.
this whole green lights thing. I was a little confused at first, so can you kind of break it down for us?
Yeah. So essentially, he sees green lights as those moments in life when things just click.
Okay.
Opportunities arise, challenges are overcome, and you just feel like you're on the right track.
Got it.
But it's not just about luck, you know? It's about recognizing those moments and knowing how to capitalize on them.
So it's like being attuned to the rhythm of life and knowing when to kind of step on the gas.
Exactly.
All right.
And even when you hit those inevitable, you know, yellow lights or red lights,
Yeah.
the obstacles, the setbacks, things that don't go your way, McConaughey argues that you can actually reframe them as opportunities for growth.
He has this amazing way of finding humor and meaning in even the most challenging situations.
Yeah.
I mean, take his childhood, for example.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like it was straight out of a movie.
Well, it was definitely colorful.
And not always in a good way.
I mean, a ketchup fight that escalates to the point of a chef's knife being brandished.
Okay. You got to give us more details on this ketchup
Okay,
fight.
so picture this.
Right.
His dad, Jim, walks in after a long day, ready for a peaceful dinner.
Okay.
But his mom, Kay, starts ribbing him about his weight and piling on the mashed potatoes.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
Right.
Family dinners can get intense, even without flying condiments.
And things escalate quickly.
Yeah.
Jim flips the table, ketchup bottles go airborne, Kay grabs a knife. It's pure chaos.
Wow.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
McConaughey doesn't dwell on the negativity.
Right.
He sees those experiences as part of what shaped his resilience and his ability to find humor in the midst of adversity.
Yeah, it's like he learned to roll with the punches to adapt and overcome,
Yeah.
which is a key part of that green lights philosophy.
Exactly. And that unconventional upbringing really comes through in all of his stories, whether he's talking about his year as an exchange student in Australia
Wait, hold on. Exchange student in Australia.
or his time as a bouncer.
Okay, now that's a story I need to hear more about.
Oh, you're going to love this
All
one.
right.
He ends up living with this family, the Dooleys,
Okay.
who have some, shall we say, unique ways of doing things.
Okay, like what? Give us a taste. Don't spoil the whole thing, but pique our curiosity.
Let's just say there are clashes over Olympic loyalties, some interesting nicknames he's expected to use, and a whole lot of cultural misunderstandings.
It sounds like a recipe for disaster. Did he even make it through the whole year?
He did, but not without some serious adjustments and a healthy dose of humor.
I bet.
You'll have to read the book to get the full story, but let's just say there's a twist at the end
Okay.
that really highlights McConaughey's ability to find the good in any situation.
Okay, now I'm definitely adding green lights to my reading list.
Yeah.
I need to know how that whole Australian adventure plays out.
You won't be disappointed, and that's just one of many incredible stories he shares.
Oh, wow.
There's the time he spent building a 13-story treehouse,
Yeah.
his legal battle with a skincare
I
company,
read about that.
and even a disastrous Super Bowl bet.
A 13-story treehouse. That sounds epic. Was it like a luxury apartment in the sky?
Well, let's just say it was more of a passion project fueled by creativity and a love for pushing boundaries.
Got it.
It wasn't about luxury. It was about the challenge, the adventure, the
Yeah.
pure joy of creation.
It sounds like he's always had this adventurous spirit, this need to push himself outside his comfort zone.
He definitely embraces the unexpected.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the book so compelling.
Right.
You never know what's coming next, but you can be sure it's going to be entertaining and insightful.
I'm starting to see how these seemingly random experiences all tie into his philosophy on life. It's like he's piecing together a puzzle, showing us how each challenge, each setback, each moment of joy has contributed to who he is today.
You're getting it.
Yeah.
It's not just a collection of stories, it's a journey of self-discovery. And McConaughey invites us along for the ride, encouraging us to find our own green lights along the way.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Find your own green lights.
All right, so next time we're going to be talking about.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it. So last time we were talking about some of McConaughey's wilder adventures, you know, like the treehouse, the Australian exchange student prank, and It seems like those experiences really shaped his outlook on life.
Absolutely. But what I find even more fascinating is how he applied that same adventure spirit to his acting career.
Yeah, because let's face it, he could have easily coasted on his rom-com success and become like the king of charming lighthearted roles.
Right, he definitely could have. But he chose a different path.
Yeah.
He talks about hitting this point where he felt like he was repeating himself playing the same character over and over again.
He mentions feeling like a trained monkey, which is a pretty striking image for someone at the top of their game.
Yeah, it shows how deeply he craved something more fulfilling, something that would challenge him both creatively and emotionally.
So how did he break free from that mold? Was it a gradual shift, or did he just make like a radical decision to change course?
Well, he definitely took a deliberate step back from those big budget rom-coms. He even turned down some pretty lucrative offers, which must have taken a lot of guts.
That takes serious conviction. It's like he was willing to risk everything to pursue his artistic vision.
Exactly. And he talks about how this decision led to a period of uncertainty, of feeling like he was fading from the spotlight. Mm-hmm. He even calls it the reconnaissance, which, knowing him, is probably a tongue-in-cheek reference to how people perceived this shift in his career.
It's like he was deliberately choosing the unknown, embracing the possibility of failure in order to grow as an artist.
Yeah, and that's where things get really interesting. He starts taking on these smaller independent films, choosing roles that are darker, more complex, more flawed.
He mentions Frailty, Reign of Fire, Two for the Money as part of this transitional period. Did he see those as stepping stones toward the kind of roles he ultimately wanted to play?
He doesn't explicitly say that, but you can definitely see a progression in his choices. He's experimenting, pushing himself, and the intensity of his performances really starts to shine through.
It's like he was shedding that old skin, revealing a depth and vulnerability that we hadn't seen before. And that's what makes the reconnaissance so compelling. He wasn't just changing roles, he was evolving as an actor.
Right, and then came A Time to Kill, which really marked a turning point in his career.
I remember that one. It was a huge hit based on a John Grisham novel. What was it about that particular role that resonated with him?
Well, he was originally considered for the role of a Ku Klux Klan leader.
Wow.
Which would have been a pretty daring choice.
That would have been a dark turn.
It would have. But McConaughey felt drawn to the role of Jake Briggins, the lawyer defending a black man who killed his daughter's rapists.
It's a role that demanded both legal expertise and emotional depth. It's easy to see why that would have appealed to him.
And he fought for that role. He had to convince the director that he could handle the weight of the story, the complexities of the character.
I've got to imagine that was a pivotal moment for him, proving he could break free from those rom-com stereotypes and take on a role with real gravitas.
It definitely solidified his status as a serious dramatic actor. And from there, the roles just kept getting more interesting.
Like Amistad, Contact, U-571. He really started to explore a wide range of genres and characters.
And he wasn't afraid to get uncomfortable. I mean, take Reign of Fire. He plays a dragon slayer in a post-apocalyptic world. He even talks about creating his own dragon slayer boot camp to prepare for the role, which involves some pretty outlandish training methods.
Okay, you can't just drop that in and not give us details. What kind of training are we talking about?
Let's just say it involved attempts at wrestling cows, questionable tequila and cigar regimens, and a whole lot of pushing himself to the limits.
It sounds more like a frat party than a training camp. But that's classic McConaughey, always pushing the boundaries, finding humor in the absurdity of it all.
He's not afraid to make a fool of himself, which is part of his charm, and it shows a willingness to embrace the unknown, to experiment and learn along the way.
It's like he's constantly challenging himself, saying, what if I try this? What if I push myself a little further? What if I just let go and see what happens?
And that fearless spirit is what makes him so compelling as an actor. He's not afraid to take risks, to go against the grain, to make bold choices.
Like shaving his head. That was a pretty drastic move.
Right. And he talks about how that decision was partly driven by a desire to break free from those rom-com stereotypes, to shake things up and see what happened.
And it definitely got people talking. I remember when he first showed up with the shaved head, it was like a whole new McConaughey had emerged.
It was. And it's a great example of how he uses those green lights, those seemingly random events, to create opportunities. He could have seen it as a setback, a career killer. But instead, he owned it, made it his own, and it became part of his evolution.
It's like he's saying, don't be afraid to shake things up, to redefine yourself, to embrace the unexpected.
Exactly. And that attitude extends to every aspect of his life, from his career choices to his personal relationships.
Speaking of relationships, he does eventually find love with Camilla Alves. And their love story is anything but ordinary.
It's a great example of how his philosophy on life plays out in his personal relationships. He's not looking for a conventional romance. He's waiting for that green light, that moment when everything clicks.
And when he meets Camila, it's like a lightning bolt. He describes her as a force of nature, someone who's completely comfortable in her own skin.
And their connection deepens as they navigate the ups and downs of life together, supporting each other through thick and thin. It's a beautiful testament to the power of partnership and finding someone who complements your journey.
It's clear that Camila has been a grounding force in his life, helping him balance his adventurous spirit with a sense of stability and family.
Absolutely. And their love story adds another layer of depth to the book. It's not just about achieving success and fame. It's about finding that deep connection with another soul, that sense of belonging and shared purpose.
It's a reminder that even the most unconventional of lives can be anchored by love and family.
And it's a perfect transition into the final chapter of McConaughey's journey, where he reflects on the lessons he's learned along the way and shares his insights on fatherhood, finding meaning, and embracing the art of living.
And that's where we'll pick up in part three of our deep dive. We'll explore how he's navigated the challenges and triumphs of later life and how his green lights philosophy has evolved over time.
But for now, I'm curious, what's resonating with you about McConaughey's story so far? What's making you want to pick up this book and dive deeper into his world?
I'm curious, too, what green lights are you noticing in your own life? What adventures are calling your name? So we've been on this incredible journey with Matthew McConaughey.
I know, right?
From, you know, Catch-A-Fights and Treehouse Dreams,
yeah,
to his, you know, whole evolution as an actor.
Mm-mm-mm.
And the profound impact of fatherhood.
It's been quite a ride.
And now it feels like we're entering this final act of his story.
Yeah.
Where he's reflecting on, like, the lessons he's learned and the insights he's gained along the way.
It's in this later part of Green Lights that he really starts to delve into those, like, deeper questions, you know, of life.
Lay some purpose.
Yeah, huh? Legacy.
He doesn't shy away from the tough stuff either.
No, he doesn't.
Like, he talks about his struggles with guilt and unworthiness,
yeah,
and his search for meaning beyond fame and fortune. It's surprisingly vulnerable for someone who, like, on the surface seems to have it all.
Exactly. He's not afraid to peel back the layers and show us the man behind the movie star persona.
Right.
And it's in those moments of vulnerability that he becomes even more relatable.
Yeah.
Even more inspiring.
One of the things that really struck me was his emphasis on the importance of having a personal code.
Yeah.
Like a set of values that guides your decisions and actions.
It's like an internal compass, you
yeah
know, that helps him navigate the challenges and temptations of Hollywood and stay true to himself.
He has this great line where he says, "I'm not perfect, but I'm perfectly me."
I love that line.
It's like he's embracing his flaws and celebrating his individuality.
Absolutely. And that's such a powerful message, especially in a world that often pressures us to conform, to fit into a certain mold.
Totally.
You know, McConaughey is basically saying, hey, it's okay to be different, to embrace your quirks, to define success on your own terms.
That theme of self-acceptance really resonates throughout the book.
It does.
He encourages us to really look inward, to confront our shadows, and to find peace with who we are, imperfections and all.
Totally. He even talks about the importance of forgiveness,
oh, yeah,
both of ourselves and others.
Right.
Recognizing that holding on to grudges and regrets only weighs us down and prevents us from moving forward.
It's like he's saying, let go of the past, learn from your mistakes, and focus on creating a future that aligns with your values.
Exactly.
And that future for McConaughey is so deeply intertwined with his role as a husband and a father.
Yeah.
He talks about how becoming a parent really shifted his priorities and gave him this whole new perspective on life.
He's so clearly smitten with his wife, Camila, and their three children.
I know. You can just feel the love and gratitude radiating from his words when he talks about them.
He even named one of his sons Livingston.
Right.
After two men who embodied this art of living that he talks about so passionately in the book.
It's like he's passing on this legacy.
Yeah.
Of adventure, of seeking truth, of living life to the full.
The next generation.
And that's what makes Green Lights so much more than just a celebrity memoir.
Yeah.
It's a guidebook for navigating life's journey.
Right.
A collection of insights and anecdotes that encourage us to embrace our own unique paths.
And to find those green lights along the way.
He doesn't give us this, like, step-by-step formula for success or happiness.
No.
But he offers this framework for thinking about life.
Yeah.
For approaching challenges, for finding meaning in the everyday moments.
He invites us to be curious, to be adventurous, to be open to new experiences.
Yeah.
To always be on the lookout for those green lights, both big and small.
It's like he's saying, life is a journey. and it's up to you to create a journey that's both meaningful and fulfilling.
I love that.
He also reminds us that it's not always going to be easy.
Yeah.
You know, there will be red lights, there will be detours, there will be times when we feel lost and uncertain.
Absolutely. But it's in those moments that we have the opportunity to learn.
To grow, to discover our own resilience.
And to find those green lights that are waiting for us just around the bend.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into green lights, I'm left with this feeling of possibility, of being inspired to embrace my own journey, to find my own green lights.
Me too. McConaughey's story reminds us that life is an adventure, and it's up to us to make it an adventure worth living.
It's a reminder to be present, to be grateful, to be kind, and to never stop chasing those green lights, whatever they may be for you.
And to remember that sometimes those red lights can turn out to be blessings in disguise.
So if you're looking for a book that will challenge your perspective, make you laugh, and leave you feeling inspired to live a more authentic and fulfilling life,
Green Lights is definitely worth checking out.
It's a reminder that life is full of surprises.
It is.
And sometimes the most unconventional paths lead to the most extraordinary destinations.
Couldn't agree more.
Until next time, keep chasing those green lights, and remember.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right.